Ladies and gentlemen, the San Francisco 49ers have made four picks in the fourth round under this regime. How good have they been? Wayne, you ready to discuss it? Let's do it.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the BAM! I just felt like onomatopoeia. The BAM show. It's your boys, Breezy. What's going on, Mike? How you feeling, bro?
Onomatopoeia is when you say a word to describe a sound.
Yeah. It's a word that has like BAM! And kajam! And cram!
Thrack.
And thrack! And slack! Spack! Schmack, smack.
Onomatopoeia.
Yo, I don't know if you grew up watching Nick at Night when they used to have the old Batman on, but that was a lot of onomatopoeia in that. It was with Adam West.
Adam West, yeah. That's when he had the gray joint. The
yeah, gray and blue. I didn't know what onomatopoeia was then, though. I didn't know that's what it meant, but we were learning. Yo, TV shows were teaching us back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We got to give a quick shout out to Percy Jones, tuning in live from Dubai. My dog, Lake City. That's the bro. That's little bro. Lake City Fresh sent me to check you out, man. Appreciate you, man. Make sure you hit that like button, bro, and subscribe to the channel. We're dual streaming, so you got to subscribe to both channels, man. But listen, if you're a Niners fan, if you just want to come in and just chill, hang out, ask questions, welcome to the crew, man. They out there. They're going to hold you down in that chat, man. I hope you're a Niners fan, though, because if not, they'll let you know. They will let you know. But thanks for tuning in, Percy. We appreciate you. So, Mike, right, I like that we're doing this draft review, you know, and we're breaking down each round since 2017, you know, because the draft is literally in 3 weeks, 21 days, Deion Sanders days away. From the draft. Man, I'm going to put that out there that we're Deion Sanders days away.
Ooh, that's a nice little picture. Yeah. I like it.
Now, if somebody do it before me,
Uh-oh.
That just means they're watching the show. You know what I mean? That means they're watching the show.
So they getting the inspiration from us, man. Okay, I like that.
But listen, bro. So I got a different take on what we've been doing, and I wanted to get your opinion about it. Like, and it seems like Mike, like Kyle likes certain schools to he drafts from. It's like a wave. Like I go back and I look at, he likes the school of Utah. I know.
You got more than one Utah player? Okay. I see where you're going. Okay. You talking about today too. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Only two players from Utah, right?
I mean, he's drafted from Utah like more than once. And no, Alex Smith ain't one of them because that wasn't Kyle Shanahan.
No.
But I'm just saying, like that's not the only school. Like, obviously, you know, he likes Michigan. I think John Lynch likes Stanford and Alabama.
Yes.
So we gotta look a little bit more into that. Kyle loves South Carolina. Like, they are in love with South Carolina.
You know what's weird? They don't do Ohio State early. Like, they'll get them later.
I don't think they like Ohio State. No disrespect.
No. It's cool. But
the only person
running back.
For Kyle Shanahan. And the Get Fresh crew, if they're gonna draft from Ohio State, it's two positions you draft from Ohio State. It's two. Running back ain't one of them.
No.
You can get your wide receivers or your secondary, your safeties, or your wide receivers. That's what you look from Ohio State. I mean, I know it's Marvin Harrison Jr. He's gonna be long gone in the dust, but for some reason, like this year, like they DBs a little different. But that is the school. That's the DB school and wide receiver school. We haven't gotten any LSU guys. And the reason why I'm saying that is, do we break that chain or do we stick to the schools when we start doing these mock drafts? Do we stick to the schools that Kyle and John has been sticking to?
Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you use.
So, I'm glad you brought that up because I know we touch a little bit on pop culture every now and then. So I was watching TLC perform. I think it came across my reels or something on Instagram. Whatever.
Was it like when After Left Eye Died and they tried to do
that? Absolutely. Absolutely. And they had this other rapper chick in there that did the left eye part. And I don't know who she is, but she was terrible. Like, you know what I mean?
From,
probably. No. But that would have been a dope. That made sense. That was Left Eye Protege.
That was their group. Yeah.
The fact that you knew that, yes. But no, it wasn't her. It was some new female rapper. And the energy was off. And the she was out of breath. Lotto, that's who it was.
You don't know who Lotto is?
Who's Lotto?
All right, we'll talk off mic.
No, we're gonna talk on mic. Well, who is Lotto? She a scripper?
Rip me out the package. I've been acting brand new.
Nah. Okay, Lotto.
She used to go by Mulatto, but then they said that her name was offensive, so she changed it to Lotto.
Got you. But she could have spent the word mulatto and flipped it like on some melodic type
something. Yeah,
that would have been fire. It was Lotto. I didn't like it at all. And I'm not saying that because Lotto's recent.
Well, she's on the scene for like the last 2 or 3 years, but you would miss her a couple years before that. Like
she was terrible. Like they should have just played Left Eye's verse and put the memory of the picture of Left Eye or had the chick from Black, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
do it. I wonder how they doing. I didn't know who Lotto was. Hey, listen, I ain't taught in 2 years.
I'm good without you. I'm good. Oh, I have my joint.
Oh, so right. Okay, my bad. That's a little pop culture. And then you know, got a question. Wayne and Mike, Off the Wall or Thriller? It's always Off the Wall for me. Like Thriller is the better selling record, but Off the Wall was the better record. Period. Like the instrumentation. The song choices. Quincy Jones and Rob Temperton put their blood, sweat, and tears into that album, as well as Mike, because Mike was part of the whatever. But Quincy, this is the album that set Mike up for Thriller. So it's always Off the Wall for me. All bangers. Not one bad record. Not even the slow cuts.
I did not like She's Out of My Life. I ain't gonna hold it.
Out of My Life. What? Are you kidding me? You bugging.
I get out of here with that nonsense, man.
You bugging.
But that is a good album. I'm looking at the track list now because I want to give you all.
Thriller was dope, but you could tell he was about to cross over to a different genre. Because then when Bad came out, Mike went rock. Nothing wrong with it, but Mike went rock on Bad.
Like, so this is more upbeat.
I'm
going to go with Thriller.
Off the Wall was more like R&B disco, right? It was like the disco era in the R&B. Cause like it's tough, cause if you ask me like Off the Wall and Rock With You, like
wait, what album was Dirty Diana on?
That's Bad.
Oh, that was Bad.
That's the 90s album. Bad was the tour I went to see when I was like 8.
You got to see Mike live?
Hartford, Connecticut, bro. Hartford Civic Center,
Oh, my God, Wayne. I've never been jealous of another man before in like
listen, man.
Real time. That's crazy.
And I was a kid, so like I was, you know, it was perfect. Like, you know, I didn't understand music then, man. But I knew who Michael was.
But you knew what good music was. And you knew
absolutely. 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 I love the comments in the comment section, too. Thank y'all so much, man, for... Colleague, thank you for
Mike
that.
Especially, he been lost his cred.
Yo, he ain't got that car back, Slick 68, since 68, bro.
I don't care. It's my opinion.
Yeah, Blaming on the Boogie was dope. Oh, That whole
Dirty
album.
Dirty Diana is one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs.
Now, that's a 90s cut, and that was more when he was more influenced with the rock sound. Yeah.
Doom.
Yeah.
Doom. Yeah. That joint. Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Dirty Diana. Oh. Mm. Dirty Diana.
Oh, man. That song is crazy.
And the way you make me feel was on that album. Hey, pretty baby, with that was the
no.
That was Moonwalker.
No, that was on Thriller.
Okay, the way you make me feel was Thriller.
No, it wasn't.
I don't know. Now Human Nature was Thriller. Human Nature was Thriller.
I was thinking about Billie Jean.
Billie Jean was Thriller.
Yeah, Human Nature and Billie Jean was Thriller. PYT was Thriller.
That was Thriller, but PYT was the last. Rock With You type of record. Like, that was, then Mike switched. He changed his whole style.
What song were we just talking about that we were confused about?
The Way You Make Me Feel.
Oh, man. The Way You Make Me Feel. That, maybe that's my favorite Michael Jackson.
That's song. That had the bop. That had a nice bop swing to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smooth Criminal was the bad album. Was that the Dangerous album? The bad album.
If Michael Jackson had one song that would get him canceled today, it is 1,000% The Way You Make Me Feel. That whole video.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
All out of line.
Yeah. That
all
was
all out of line, bro.
I can't believe that whole.
Yeah, shorty pinned up in a corner in the alleyway.
Yeah, like, can't do that now. Yo, it's funny because, every now and then I just be watching reels, right? So it was like, I think David Alec Greer was being interviewed on a news show. And they were like, dude, is there any way in the world y'all could do a reunion of In Living Color? And David Alan Greer looked at the people who said, have y'all lost y'all effing mind? He's like, there's no way. He's like, we barely got away with talking about the stuff then. He's like, that show would get canceled so quick. I was like, dang, the times have definitely changed, bro. Like, the times have changed. He was like, what was the junks? The two snaps in the Z formation? I can't remember what the sketch was called. But, like, he was like, that would get... He was like, yo.
They can't do it now.
Nah, they can't do it now.
They can't do it now.
All right, Mike, let's get to some 49er stuff, man. Ain't nothing new going on under the sun other than the simple fact that we ain't getting Brock right, which I think we touched on that. And I can tell you right now that... Mike. Okay.
That excites me, though, because now I think the Niners are going to be looking at a tight end higher than what they want it to be.
Right.
I'm talking third round, second round, maybe. Like, I think they're going to be.
Well, to be fair, I'm always excited if they bring in a good veteran. I feel like the Niners need that veteran in the building. That's why I said they might as well just bring back Ross Dwelly, because he's considered a vet, right? So bring in a vet, you know what I'm saying? But still draft a dude. Like, still draft a dude. Because, look. All right, Mike, let's have this conversation. The Niners are drafting the tight end. Who's the tight end you want them to get?
Theo.
Theo Johnson from Penn State?
Theo. Okay. Gotta go with Theo.
Well, I'm turn your mic up a little bit for me because you're not talking directly in it.
Oh, my bad. I apologize. Yeah. Theo, gotta go with Theo.
So what about Theo? So can I give you my comp for Theo?
Please do, yeah.
Yo, I swear Theo Johnson is like... Aaron Hernandez, yo. I don't know if y'all remember Aaron Hernandez, RIP Aaron Hernandez, but listen, like the way that they utilize Aaron Hernandez in New England, he could line up in the backfield, he could run the ball, he catch screens, he could, you know, run routes. The only thing that I thought that bothered me about Theo Johnson's film is he's not a good blocker, especially inline. Like he's not a good inline blocker, so I'm not sure how that would fit, but I'm all for change and for Kyle Shanahan trying to do something more dynamic with the position groups. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I like the Theo Johnson pick.
Yeah, I not a ton of production and all that stuff, but none of these tight ends out of this draft class really are like 1,000-yard. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not that in college. But this kid was somebody who was really, really good anytime he got an opportunity. And he had a solid week at the Senior Bowl. Actually, it's where I started hearing people talking about him. Like, this kid was impressive. And I'm like, all right, well, let's see who he is. And then that's when you find out, oh, Penn State guy. Okay, get it. I see it. He's good. I like it.
So for me, like, I'm going to give you two guys. Like, Ben Sinnott out of Kansas State, he just screams George Kittle. Like, good inline blocker, great in run blocking, great in pass blocking, but can catch the ball, right? Not great at separation. I don't know if Kittle's great at separation either, but they could find holes in the zone, get open. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's Ben Sinat. that's Ben Sinat. And then if no one's looking at, I would love for the Niners to go baby Kelce. This is listen, Jared Wiley out of TSU is a receiving tight end. He is a I can get open, and he's not a yak guy, not huge on the yak, but I like him. 6'7", red zone threat. Just having a conversation like about tight ends.
Let me give you one more also then.
Yeah, absolutely. Match it up with me. Match it up.
Only reason I don't like him so much is because he's only 6'2". But Jaheim Bell, Florida State kid.
What do you like about Jaheim Bell? I'm trying to figure out what about him.
He's so quick. His feet. I like the way he moves, bro. You got Jaheim Bell, man. I just hate that he's only 6'2". I can't stand that. I wish he had more size.
He needs to be at least 6'4", right?
Yeah, that's what I want for my tight end. Yeah, I want a 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", tight end. I do. I'm sorry. But he's a physical player. I'm telling you, he's got good feet. He's quick. He's a guy. And he was good with the Gamecocks before he transferred to Florida State.
That's correct.
I think Debo might put a good word in his ear. Hey, listen, man. Yo, listen.
That's correct. Any of these tight ends, I feel like the tight ends that we mentioned are fourth round and below. How ironic is that? Like, you might have to reach for Ben Sinnott, but I think these guys, I think Bell goes fourth round or below. I think all of these guys, because I don't think there's going to be a huge run on tight ends. Like, so they're going to get pushed down.
I don't either. I think a lot of teams went tight ends last year.
Rounds. Yeah, because last year was the tight end round. You especially right. The guys that wanted the big guys, like, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think Theo Johnson comes off the ball off the board third, followed by Ben Sinat and then Cade Stover from Ohio State.
I think Ben Sinat comes off before Theo Johnson because he's the complete package.
Let's make a bet. Let's make a bet. Come on.
All right, let's do it.
Five push-ups. What are we doing? Five push-ups.
I'm tired. I don't want to do no push-ups, man. Let's just bet some money or something or food.
Girls,
or something.
I don't want to bet no money.
Let's bet an order of wings or something. Like, I'm not doing no push-ups. I do my push-ups at 9 o'clock in the morning. After that, ain't only thing I'm pushing.
I'm not working
up
out
is
my lap.
Nothing. Yeah. I see you guys out there. You guys got Brevin Span Ford, seventh round. I think the Niners, they're going to get a tight end. And I don't think they're going to wait to the seventh round. But, again, it all depends on when this group starts to flash. Because it's going to be Brock Bowers, and then it's going to be a long period of waiting for tight ends,
right,
in my opinion. Yeah. Like, and what if a team wants speed? Because then you got the kid, what is this, Devin? I forgot his name. He ran Devin Cope. Devin Cope out of Washington. Devin Cope. Like, he's a 4-4 guy. Like, you got 4-4 tight end. Godly.
At a tight end position. But couldn't catch a cold. I'm sorry.
I don't know if he couldn't catch. I thought his stats was all right. Like you said, no tight end really produced. I think there's one tight end that had like over 700-something yards. And there's other guys. Like, there's Tip Ripman and the guys like that. There's a bunch of guys out there. So we'll see what happens with the tight end position. I had a question, but I forgot it. No, go ahead.
I think this is the draft of quality tight ends. It's not going to be the big flash.
I don't think it's quality tight ends.
It ended up being pretty good.
See, really? I don't think – no, I think it's more specific need fit tight ends.
Interesting. I just think that we're going to hear 4 or 5 rookie tight ends this year and be like, wow, that guy was better than what everyone thought he was going to be.
The quality was last year and the quantity. I think this year, you could get your guy, like, because no one's going to be looking for your – like, who is your guy? So if your guy is the Theo Johnson, I don't think people looking for Theo Johnson the way you looking for Theo Johnson. I don't think, you know, so, like, you might be able to get your guy. Now, when you get your guy, that's the question. And if Jatavion Sanders – I see Oscar, I see your comment – he says, it's crazy to think that Jatavion Sanders could go 31. I mean, why not? if the San Francisco 49ers drafted Jatavion Sanders, tight end out of Texas, right? If they drafted him 31, what would this fan base do? I mean, you're going to get – I think he's better than Brock Bowers. That's just my opinion.
I'm about to say there is a big debate between him and Brock.
I'm telling you, I would take him over Brock any day. Brock, listen, Brock is good, but Brock lacks size too. You talked about size, so Brock lacks the size. He's not tall.
243, yeah.
You know what it is about Brock? Once he catches balls, it's hard to get him down. Like, the dude don't want to fall down, like George Kittle. Like, but he's not looking for contact. He's looking to get away from the contact. Totally different.
I think Sanders is a receiving type of tight end too.
Mark says if Sanders gets drafted at 31, Kittle would be next year's Eric Armstead. After he just restructured, that's deep. That's deep.
Eric Armstead had just restructured. Never mind. He might be right. You're right.
Mike, let's get into these fourth round picks. We'll end the show with a question that I got from my brother on X, man. But let's get into these fourth round picks. That was fun. Yeah.
That was a good little talk there. And guys, don't worry. We did that on purpose because these fourth round picks, there's not a lot to discuss. We'll be completely honest with y'all. So we'll go ahead and get this fourth round pick wheel pulled up. Bada boom, bada bing, a bang, a bang. Let's get rid of that. Where are we at? Let's get rid of the border. Here it is. Will you go across the border, mama? All right, here we go. So the fourth round picks are here as listed. And let's see who we get to grade. I'm going to have very similar grades for a lot of these guys, except this one. I'm so glad we got this out the way. 2019. Pick 110, the 49ers draft punter, Mitch Wisnowski. The entire fan base blew up. They couldn't believe that we drafted a punter this high. You are crazy. You could have got him in the seventh round. And this is the moment that I knew that they all do mock drafts all day long. Now, we lost Wayne. I don't know where he went. I'm sure he will be back. But this is the moment that I knew that everybody spent all day long doing and watching mock drafts. Mitch Wisnowski was a good pick. He has been extended. He is probably the only successful fourth-round pick that the 49ers have under their belt since John Lynch has been here. Now, with that being said, I'm kind of peeking ahead and telling y'all about some of my thoughts on the other guys on this list. But I remember the outrage, and a lot of people are going to forget that the Patriots were right on their heels. And it was like, who's going to get their kicker first? The Patriots do that with the Niners with the punter. They did the same thing with the kicker as well. It was a matter of, we're going to get our guy first, and then that's it. As far as the grade of the pick itself, Niners needed a punter. I give it a C, just because it's a punter, right? It's kind of crazy to be like, oh, my God, we need a punter. I give it a C. But as far as Mitch Wisnowski's ability and what he's done, I have to give it an A. Who gives a punter an A? But that's me. That's me. I give him an A. He's got the contract extension. He's a willing tackler. They actually, when you have to tell your punter, hey, chill out. We don't want you to hurt yourself or anybody else. I think that's a great sign. You know, the Niners didn't have to go out there and beg a guy to be on in kick coverage and fight for playing time. You know, it was most of the time you see kickers half-assing it. Mitch Wisnowski had to be reeled in. I like that. And we saw that early from him, early. So that's Mitch Wisnowski. Again, I give the pick a C. I give the pick a C, and I give the player himself an A. I think I'm getting messages from Wayne here, y'all. Bear with me for a second. Let me make sure he's okay. Yeah, he's all right. All right. He's all right. All right. So let's go ahead and spin this wheel again. Get to the next one. Shout out to Mitch Wisnowski. Like I said, I'm glad we got that out the way. Best grade I'm going to give out for this whole show. Next up, I believe that's me. Yo, get on the mic and rock the symphony. All right, the year was 2022. The 49ers are on the clock. And who did they draft? Spencer Burford. At 134 overall. I actually wasn't mad at this pick. The Niners needed some interior line help. I gave the actual pick for identifying the need and what you want to work on with the team. I gave that a B plus. I liked it. But as far as the player goes, I'm actually going to give him a C, just a solid C. Spencer Burford has had his moments. He's had his whiffs, the biggest whiff of all coming in the last game of the year for the Niners. He's had his whiffs, but I don't think he's been absolutely terrible. I've seen worse in there. I've also seen better. But the pick itself, B minus. Uh-oh, we got Wayne here. Hello? Oh, let me see. Hold on. Let me find it. Bear with me for a second, guys. Email. There it is. And there you go. I just sent it in WhatsApp. You got it? All right. Wayne Breezy should be back in 1 second here. No, I like Spencer Burford. And I think Spencer Burford can get better. I'm not going to give him a D. I'm not going to give him an A or a B. But he's in that C range. That's just a solid C. I'm not going to give him a C plus. He's not that close to a B, but he absolutely has room to improve. The Niners got to figure out what they want to do with him. Stop moving him around back and forth and all that stuff. Like, let this kid play some ball. Let him line up somewhere and get comfortable. They do all this back and forth with my man. I just don't quite understand it, Wayne. I was saying, as far as the pick for Spencer Burford, I gave it a B. As far as the player, I give him a C. Where are you at on him?
This is a tough one, right? Because I don't know if I gave the pick a B, because did we need a guard or tackle at that time? So, like,
we need a depth. That was Brunskill.
I mean, I think the pick, I didn't know what he was gonna do. I could have swore he was a tackle at UTSA, and then they moved him to guard, but when you look at it up online, I think it says he was a guard, so it makes sense. So I think the transitioning of him having to play a different position, at least it was on the same side, because I thought he played left tackle in college. I could be wrong, but
I'm pulling it up right here, and it says he was an All-American. Did you know that?
Yeah. Spencer Burford has the tools. It's just he has the size, he has the arm length, he has the abilities. Just got to put it together. Not to prolong the show, because I know we got to get out of here. I apologize for the internet error, but what do you got?
Started 12 games on the line, 11 at left tackle.
I knew I know I'm not stupid. Like, I be thinking I'm stupid because of the Niners. They make me think I'm stupid. I knew he was a tackle, and I knew he played on the left side. How he end up as a right guard? Help me make sense.
The Niners keep in the
No, hear me out. If he has the ability to play offensive line, because he did it, and when I mean did it or done it, I mean had relative amount of snaps at a position. I'm not talking 5 snaps at guard. I'm talking 100 snaps. And that's a lot of snaps. But you get what I'm trying to say. A certain amount of number of snaps as a guard. If he did that, then he's a combo and he has the ability to do both. But if he didn't, and if he was a tackle and all he knew was a tackle, dang.
But that's not all he knew. So freshman and sophomore years, he was a guard.
Okay.
He was starting left guard.
And that's what I'm saying. So he had the ability to do it. If he did the time at the position, that means they drafted him because of value. So now I'm going to give it a B. See?
Junior year, he was a starting right tackle. Senior year, he was a starting left tackle.
Oh, this is a good question.
Sophomore, he was guard.
So I give the pick now a B because you got a versatile offensive lineman, right? So his play, he's been kind of, medium play. So C, right. I'm with you. Same grade. I said all that to give you the same grade.
But I like it. You gave the B and the C. So I like that. I like that.
Yeah, but I wanted you to see why I did it, though. Like, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, it's good. It's good. Very different reasons and good reasons nonetheless. Pokeball time.
So he's not a miss either. Like, we like to play the hit or miss. He's not a miss. He's just misunderstood.
2018, with the 128th selection overall, the 49ers selected Kentavious Street. They misused him, abused him, and got rid of him. It was a bad pick, and I won't say it was a bad pick. It was an injured guy. He was coming off of a big injury, if I'm not mistaken. They thought they can get something out of him, and never came to fruition.
This is a this is an F and an F and a miss, straight up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And to spare the rod or child, whatever they say, for me, Joe Williams, running back. Would you say that this pick was worse than the A.J. Jenkins pick?
Ooh, no, because A.J. Jenkins was a first rounder. But this
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
That was close. But you know what, though? This pick was more valuable than the A.J. Jenkins pick, because this let me know Kyle should never, ever be the guy to pick a college running back, period.
Didn't he go to Utah?
Yeah. Don't let him do it again. Don't let him
full circle
again.
Utah. Hey, there's a running back at Utah right now. Sione Vaki. He's a safety running back. He's a safety running back. Literally. He worked out with the safeties, but he's a dang good running back. He goes to Utah. I wouldn't be surprised if he's a fourth round pick for Kyle Shanahan because of the versatility and the ability to be able to play offense or defense. They'll have to make him one. They could try him out at safety, be like, nah, you ain't it. But then they can have they can have another running back in the building, and this dude is tough. And I know he ran a 4.6, but Mike, how come they can't catch him in college? He don't run a 4.6 on the football field.
Well, and a lot of guys, like George Kittle's not the fastest guy, but he knows how to take angles when you're behind him. George Kittle, I've been wanting to tell you this for like a year now. George Kittle runs like a dog is chasing him. You ever seen a scared runner?
It was either that or he running from the cops. But I get where you're going from.
No, but like, Wayne, you ever ran from a dog before?
Hell yeah, bro. Listen, I'm traumatized. So when I go running, I keep one ear pod in, one ear pod out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because the moment I sense there's a dog in the area, I tense up. All right, man. Guys, my apologies for the technical difficulties. Mike holds it down all the time. Thank you, Mike.
Listen, man, I don't know what the question was from the Twitter thing. We can get
We don't have enough time to get to it. But the question, we kind of did. We talked about tight ends, but the question was, is there any player that we could go after that can be a difference maker for this team? Like, that can help us get over the hump. Now it's from my brother Herbert Brown.
A tight end or a center. Those would be the two positions. I won't give you a player, but a tight end or a starting center.
So let's revisit it tomorrow when we get to round five. Round five going to be a money episode, too. That's the money round.
We're reviewing the draft, so that gives us more stuff.
Oh, next week is round five. You're right. I got you.
Next week is round five. So, listen, we live all the time, kicking it with the fam, bro. That's Breezy. I'm Mike, and this is the BAM Show. Peace.